Next on News for the Soul, Connected Living with Brenda Davis Matz. Brenda, also known as Two Feathers, is a multidimensional shaman. She works as an energy healer, light language channel, artist, and outdoors woman. She uses her abilities to help people, animals, and nature on the journey of connected living. Please welcome back Brenda Davis Matz to News for the Soul.
Hey, Soul Family. Thank you so much for joining me wherever you are in the world today. It's such a gift to be with you. We're going to kick off this awesome quantum conversation in on the backside of this amazing eclipse that we just had Monday and all of the new energies that go with it. And the channel topic that I was given for this show is about peace and really taking time to observe how far you've come and the new energies that you're in and the amplification of those energies in your life now moving forward. And as I step into that topic, if you would like to comment on what you experienced through the eclipse, what's going on in your life, or have a specific question, I invite you to call into the show at 646-595-4274. That's 646-595-4274. Maybe you're at work also in another space where you can't really talk. And if you would like to email your questions or any information you might want to share, or ask, you can do that at On The Air, that's ONTHEAIR at telus.net. That's On The Air at telus.net. So we'd love to hear from you. But I do see the boards lighting up here, and I will jump on those in just a minute. But in the meantime, let me preface this by saying we're not the same as we were last Sunday. So here we are in Thursday of this new week, these amazing new energies, amplifying more of what we've become as we're moving forward. And we really aren't the same people. And it's very interesting as we begin to share our notes on our own personal experiences, how we felt. You know, there was a lot of inner working going into this eclipse and, you know, this, you know, on one end they're talking about, you know, doomsday, and the other end, you know, these lifting, uplifting energies and, you know, everything in between. And some very interesting videos surfacing of different sky phenomena. So if you've been aware of those or, you know, looking to learn a little bit more, there's plenty of that out there if you want to do some research. And it's very interesting as well looking at how you feel after this and what you experienced through the eclipse specifically. For me personally, I went very internal and quite literally. So we had this amazing retreat, women's retreat last weekend. And through the course of the weekend, there was just a lot of beautiful energy conspiring to amplify what we were moving into, and especially with the eclipse. And it was almost like a new set of tools given that we can utilize to operate life as we go. And through that, I felt like there was just this calibration taking place. So by the time I got home Monday and did some work Monday morning, for us here in the Tetons, it was around 12:30. It was the eclipse time. And, you know, not that we weren't in totality by any means and did not really have a lot of change in the sky from what I understand, but I went to bed. I actually slept right through it and didn't wake up till didn't really feel human, as they say again, until it was like 1:15 or so, quarter after one. So, I slept right through it, but I feel like I've still been calibrating these new energies, and they've been some huge codes coming in. So it's just been kind of a fun process watching everything unfold as the week has progressed. So let's take the first caller here, caller 916. 916, you're on the air. What's your name and where are you calling in from? 916. Give me a call, must have dropped or something. So I'm just going to keep talking here for a little bit, and maybe they'll pop back on. So 916, if you're out there and want to call back in or come a little closer, that would be great. So moving into this, one of the things that I noticed, which was very synchronistic in association with a lot of the information surfacing around the eclipse, is that CERN, if you've ever heard of the research particle collider, CERN, C-E-R-N, there was kind of a kickoff in the new workings of that. And it's interesting because that's often associated with what they call the Mandela effect, which some of the things can be explained. Rebranding and different, corporate processes with regard to how things have been rebranded. And for instance, one of those in specific is Fruit of the Loom. If you ever research Fruit of the Loom, many of us remember the cornucopia. And in the new branding, it is not there. And so you kind of all thought it was the Mandela effect. And for those of you unfamiliar with the Mandela effect, if you remember Nelson Mandela, one of the first quote-unquote Mandela effects that a lot of us remember was how he died in prison. And there is a group that does not know him to have died in prison. And actually, when I was in college, I remembered even having conversations with friends that, you know, this particular icon had died in prison. So, and over the news, et cetera, anyway, and not to be. And then, you know, several other things in association with that, the Bernstein Bears, Bernstein Bears. there's just a lot of very interesting things, which leads to an understanding of these, the timelines we're living in. And so I love this because how you apply that, you know, there's all these, you know, interesting conspiracy theories, but at the end of the day, you know, you're walking in your own life and how do you really apply that in kind of a way that makes sense to you? And so what that to me really brings to the surface is our ability to quantum leap into the life that we want. And for many, we've been going through these wild roller coaster rides of life, ups and downs and, you know, twists and turns and ins and outs and, you know, complete drops and then totally shooting up. And, you know, it's like walking through an amusement park and it's not really that amusing at times. And what I found is that, you know, when you really affirm and just sort of give into, I would say, more of a surrender to the shift in how you look at things, the things you really do look at shift. And so you can literally wake up in a new space of awareness where everything just begins to go your way. And so this rolls back into, it ties in beautifully with coming back into the self and really coming into this new space of awareness that you and your thoughts matter. If you are thinking, you are creating. And manifestation is one of my favorite topics. And in doing that, when you change how you view something, just by being open to the possibility of something new, you've created a whole new set of potentials. And when you do that, you cascade yourself into this waterfall of life, of actually living. And when you do that, you break all the barriers. It's like breaking the sound barrier. You quantum leap into a new lifestyle that you're looking for, a new experience that you'd like to move through, a new connection that you would like to make, all by just changing the way that you think, shifting that pattern, looking at the way that you send messages yourself to yourself in a different way. And coming back to the topic of peace, look into your own world and see how this resonates. But, you know, for many of us, we've been working through things. We've been trying to understand what's going on in our life with regard to relationships on every level and how we interact with the world around us. And what we're doing, especially after the energies of this eclipse, is coming into a space where we need to begin to implement those changes in the form of recognizing how far you've actually come, what you've actually done. And yes, there may be more to go, but if you can pause for a moment in the understanding of where you've been with gratitude, appreciation, and a just simple acknowledgement, that really does give a catapult, almost like a trebuchet, shooting you forward. Like if you were to pull a rubber band backwards, that beautiful momentum that takes place in the release. And you will go leaps and bounds into more of the experiences you would like to have. And just by the recognition of peace, You'll still do through, you know, you'll still go through different steps in your life. You'll still look at different workings that you have going on, things that you want to do or clear or heal. But if you can just pause and hold gratitude in the space that you are and how far you've come, you will see such amazing changes. This is also requiring more of an amplification of these energies. And as you move through these days, weeks, months to come, there are other things that are going on externally that are going to come up no matter what. Everybody's changing. So not to hold on to one specific set of understanding, to be open to all that is beginning to show itself. And you will assimilate accordingly and integrate that information as you need to. But really what we're doing, each of our lives, as you begin to shift and change, you actually create open space for others to shift and change, and likewise them for you. So as we're sort of in this undulation of energy, trying to find a space to ground can be a little challenging. And for me, personally, this week has been, I feel like I'm awake in a dream state. I feel like the minute I think of something and shift how I'm viewing it, I literally watch it change. It's really remarkable. And I think that is just setting the stage for how quickly our world will begin to move. I'm noticing this, and I don't watch a lot of TV, movies, etc. Randomly, I feel called to watch something, usually because guiding me through some type of understanding. And I just happened to connect to the movie, what was it, Matrix Resurrection. And through that, you know, there are rarely any platforms now that they don't try to give you some type of marketing with it. So one of the ads, I began to notice, like, how the ads were coming across. It was how they were orchestrating people's lives in the future and what they look like. And for instance, the digital age, you know, we are moving into a whole new environment of digital understanding, quantum jumping, if you will, into these new types of connections. And what I find so parallel about it with internal working is we have this, you know, these beautiful intuitions that many of us are just connecting to, just beginning to understand. And as you do that, as you sort of come to the understanding that you are actually operating through your intuition at all times, you begin to reference different energies in a new way. And it can be the same energies in a new way, but it, moreover, it's different energies. You're really connecting to more of your intuition and how it's applied into the world around you. And so, for instance, and I've just used my own personal experiences with this, I've always been very intuitive, but I'm noticing even more so now in regards to telepathic communication. And for instance, this morning, you know, in a twilight, which we tend to be very lucid during those states because we're not really anchored into one world or another. It's sort of that in-between, that hazy space. And I actually heard my husband say something, and he never said anything. But when I asked him about it, he said, yeah, I was dreaming. And so I was actually hearing him dream telepathically. And the words that were used specifically, and so we had this really neat conversation this morning about it. But I've noticed that more and more, and that's just one example of many that I've been experiencing personally recently. And there is, you know, this understanding of, like, when you look at the digital age and some of these commercials that came through, there were clear monitors. And it's interesting because, you know, we used to have all of these screen protectors, things like that, that kept other people from seeing in. But what we're doing is we're purifying the process of how we look at things. And so that telepathic connection is just part of how we're clarifying the energies around us and looking at them from an amplified process and is open. And if that kind of makes you cringe, not to worry. As you live more of your authentic self, you really have nothing to hide. And so likewise, when you see the energies of others that may not be operating on the highest and best, there will be this really uncomfortable feeling. And you will know it because you are operating from more of an intuitive level. So I do see that 916, you are still on the boards if you'd like to speak up, 916. If you'd like to come across, I'd love to hear from you, where you're calling in from, and what's your question? Area code 916. 916. I think you might have yourself muted or just hanging out there. Interesting. So, okay, we are going to just, I agree, Nicole. It's kind of funny. And just for you guys knowing, Nicole and I communicate on the boards behind the scenes so that I can understand who is calling in and what's going on. But we are in this Mercury retrograde phase, which I often talk about as well. And that is rules communications and all things being made. So there's adjustments taking place with regard to that. And what I love in relationship to this eclipse is we're really purifying. We are finding more of our light through these times. And I kind of talked and I touched on it a little bit earlier, which I'd like to expand on, are the parallels in our everyday life that we see externally and also as they're working internally. So oftentimes you hear with regard to our phones, communications, towers, et cetera, you hear 3G and now we've gone into 4G and then there's that amazing new one, 5G. And we, you know, if you kind of have an understanding of that, you understand how detrimental those particular energies are to the body, to the system, the radiation, the waves that are coming through your system, and that amplification of those kind of energies. Now, if you go into the spiritual community, you begin to understand that we were operating on a 3D, three-dimensional. Then we moved into the fourth dimension. And now we're moving into the fifth dimension. If that's all new to you, it's a very easy Google search to really begin to understand a lot of that. I don't really have time for the purposes of the show unless you'd like to connect to me privately, which we'll talk about at the end. But connecting into this new higher realm of energy, it really is an amplified understanding of your natural, authentic gifts. And as I've always said, your only requirement is putting more of yourself in the world around you. And that is a law, and that actually comes into the universal law of attraction. And so the more you begin to amplify yourself, the more yourself is amplified to you and from an authentic space. So the gifts that you are the gifts that you will receive. And so that is with regard to everything. And if you have been continuously moving forward, even if you have felt stunted, taken a couple of steps back at a time before you move forward again, lots of, you know, crazy elements of life, whether they be financial or other types of abundance that have felt lacking at times and you just keep moving forward, these energies are really moving you into an accelerated phase of growth and development. Sort of a new R&D. And there are so many things that are aligning and coming together, bringing people together. And so your vibe is your tribe. You've probably heard that statement. Well, now, because you are more of yourself in the world around you, that tribe can actually find you because you are vibing at such a high rate that you're sending out smoke signals that you can be found. And, you know, through the course of, you know, 2020, when we all kind of went through the pandemic in our own special ways. You know, many of us retreated. We sunk back into our world because we didn't want conflict. We didn't want to have to work with it. But, you know, many of us also kind of held our ground and said, no, I don't comply with certain aspects. I don't, that is not in my nature. That is not in my nurture. And so with that, you held your space. And the beautiful thing about that is as we've done that, as we've kind of worked with whatever energies that we have felt we needed to work through during that time, as we emerge in this post eclipse, it's kind of funny. I hear, you know, post-apocalyptic, but this post-eclipse, these energies are amplifying so that we can connect more to each other. And the fire element is a huge thing at play, and I've been shown this over and over again, not only told in my channels, but in my channels from spirit, but also really seeing it personally. I am a fire sign, and I am connecting to other fire signs like crazy. And I mean, even within like the same week, so my birthday is April 2nd, I'm an Aries, and I have connected to so many other Aries. It's just wild. I mean, I kind of felt a trickle over the past 2 years, but man, it has just been like, it's wildfire, quite literally. So the beautiful thing about the age of Aquarius that we've stepped into is that is an air sign. And when you add air element to the fire element, it drives it. And so for many of you, if you are a fire sign, you may notice in your own world how you are amplifying that space that you're in. And, you know, there are other parts of yourself, you know, your sun, your moon, your rising, you know, all of the different astrological elements that you bring into the ingredients of who you are. If you look at that and you are some type of fire sign, you're going to be in that amplified process of creation right now and really pushing that forward. Likewise, you could also be distributing the fire and really lighting the fire under others and noticing how you're doing that. Maybe not so much in your own personal world, but seeing it, how it's affected externally as you move through those energies. So it really is a fascinating time, especially when you look at it from elements and, you know, the earth, air, fire, water elements and how you connect to each of those elements. And in doing that, you know, that connects to feng shui. I mean, it is truly all connected. And when I say connected living, I am not exaggerating. And when I was given that channel, I still kind of chuckle because I just thought it was the most foreign subject content ever. And the more I live and the more I understand, the more I see that they were right on time and right on target. So it is all connected. So how are you working through that connectivity in your own life? And I'm seeing a funky thing on the boards here, but if you are trying to call in or send in your emails, just keep trying, keep doing it. I am sure something will break through here soon. And 916, if you're hearing me and you want to try again or check your connection, that is okay too. I'd love to hear from you. But you know, it's interesting, specifically talking about this Mandela effect earlier, this personal experience I had is at the retreat this weekend, there was a particular symbol that was coming up. It was a Celtic symbol. And I'm not going to say it correctly because I don't have my book in front of me, but it's like a triskelly or something like that. It's like a triple spiral. And it's a beautiful symbol. And I had seen it in the field of someone that I was working with recently. And I found that symbol and thought, okay, I've got to let them know about it. And so it kind of came up at the retreat, and I said, I need to pull that card when I get home and send it to them. And when I came back and pulled out my cards, they were different. They were totally, it blew my mind. I stopped and I thought I'd lost my mind. And I just kind of looked back at it, and all of the symbols are so different. There were no people in these Celtic messages like they are now. And of course, the way that this particular symbol was utilized, it was the whole card before, and now it's only a very, very small aspect of the card that it is represented in. And so it blew my mind. And so I'm hoping there's others out there that would love to share their stories, because that is just a very small experience into the sort of big shift that we've had. And I would say of all the things, I've noticed other little things, but that specifically just, it tweaked my noodle. It definitely tweaked my noodle. So kind of moving on from that. Where do you want to go next? Where do you want to take yourself next? And with regards to peace, you know, how would you like to show more of that in your life? What areas would you like that to come into? And how would you like to have that amplified for yourself? It is such a simple energy to look at, but oftentimes a little bit more of a challenge to live through. And, you know, at risk of sounding like I need to have my little tinfoil hat on or something like that, you know, kumbaya, it is very much a space that we need to now utilize. And that was the reason for the channel. And I was kind of surprised by it because I thought it would be a little bit more of an in-depth topic. But really what they're showing me is it's as in-depth as you want to make it. And it's just the acknowledgement of those small little patches of peace that are working through your life or you're working with in your life, that you will begin to expand on those. And we are moving into 1,000 years of peace. This is that age of Aquarius where we're really coming into this full frontal understanding of moving into all that is, and that is peace. And so those pieces that you bring in and really sync up in your life, you're going to recognize for yourself how you can amplify those and grow those in such a way that really help you define a new way of living, a new way of peace. And our understanding of peace is also changing. We are working through those heightened state of awarenesses, which naturally operate greater through peace. If you feel supercharged about something, if there's a, think of something in your life that you feel charged by, and by charged I mean triggered by. When you feel triggered by something, it takes you out of your natural state of awareness. It brings in other emotions that are not neutral. And so that neutrality connects to peace. Peace connects to neutrality. And actually very much one is connected to the other universally. And so the more neutralized you are, and it doesn't mean numb. I want to be very clear about that, because if you are hiding emotions or packing them down, that's not what I'm talking about here. I'm talking about neutral space of awareness. When you come into the space, pick a belief that you have that you get triggered by, whether it's from a family member or, you know, something in the world around you, a world topic. You know, how you feel about the vaccination, how you feel about wearing a mask, how you feel about a coworker operating, you know, with less integrity, those kind of things that, you know, and may cost you more work. So how you're looking at it is, you know, it doesn't mean because you're neutral and because you're peaceful, doesn't mean that you don't hold boundaries or work with situations. Having peace is this internal understanding. It's your internal compass that always comes back to center, a pendulum that always comes back into that understanding of neutrality. And it's okay to be triggered. Those are great guidelines for you to understand what it is that you're working through, the themes, the aspects in your own world. But coming into a space of peace, neutral observation, and then coordinating your energies forward through those, that's what I'm looking more at, and that's what I've been shown to discuss, because as you work with those energies, you actually open up to help others, like I said earlier, to work with those energies. And, you know, like attracts like. So if you're printing it out there, you will be receiving it back. And tenfold, and there's an old saying, the meek shall inherit the earth. And meek, I mean, think about that term for a minute. You know, many of us can have our own senses of the word and feel, you know, like meek is, I've also, you know, I've talked to people that they're like, oh no, that's a weenie state. You know, you're less than in that state. Meek is simple neutrality. It is humble. It is, you know, a space of just being. And the meek will inherit the earth because you are operating from an authentic space. And it is true authenticity. And to be able to connect to your tribe, to be able to come from a state of awareness that you are just your authentic self in every moment, that is peace. And that becomes fluent, and it just begins to expand. And that actually magnifies what it is that we're putting in the world. And it neutralizes efforts on the other side of it. And I would like to say, you know, as much as, you know, if you're listening to this particular type of communication, you are more than likely on a very spiritual path. And there are others on the opposite. That's just a part of the duality of the world that we live in. And finding that we are in that space of duality, accepting others for who they are, understanding where our boundaries are, it is what you amplify. So if you have an energy of war, you will experience war. And I want to go back to this, you know, the energies of this week, for instance, with that. There was a lot of information, you know, there's always a lot of propaganda out there, but there was a lot of different energies put out as a result of what intuitions, what different kind of communications we were receiving, what, you know, whether if you channeled or if you had belief systems, structures, you know, in the Native American tradition and indigenous populations, not just Native Americans, but all over the world. There's an understanding of the sun being life and the moon being death, light and dark, and that the quantification of those energies would really lead you to come more into yourself and have more of a private time through those energies. And yet there's others that feel connected. And when they were able to connect with those energies externally, there was this heightened state of emotion, this happiness and, you know, this type of connection. And to me, that really amplified our galactic connections, our universal understanding of who we are in the universe around us. And connecting to more of our galactic family. And you're going to hear more on this topic as we move into the next couple of years. There's going to be a real shift in awareness and how we see ourselves. So if you've, you know, never explored ETs or, you know, different races, that is probably going to come into your peripheral more and more as you move through the next couple of years, because by 2026, it's going to be a whole new conversation. And it's not like it just happens in 2026. It's from, you know, now to then, what transpires, what unfolds. And so these particular topics are going to be more prevalent. And so if you haven't been, if you're new to that subject, just to, I don't want to say the word forewarned because it's not an element of fear. They've been around us all the time. You know, when I began to channel light language, my light language isn't really from around here, so to speak. It's been here, but my soul language is very much a part of a galactic family. It is super neat to see how we're connecting to more of the universe and how we are expanding our awareness of our true nature and who we are and how we operate. And that also will naturally bring us into more of a state of peace. But I do see a question, a couple of questions here. Okay. Tracy in Chicago wants help to feel more grounded. I love that, Tracy. If you, like myself and many others, are feeling ungrounded this week, you're not out of the ordinary. You are moving through the calibration of that new information into your system. But for the purposes of your question, let's see if we can do some light language to help you ground and really move those energies around. Because what I feel for you personally is this shift in how you see yourself. And it's really in that middle state. You're not quite grounded and you're not quite out of your body. You're sort of in that sacral chakra, you know, around the navel, belly button area. That is how you see yourself in the world around you. So I feel like you are looking more toward how you connect to others. And I feel like sometimes that just sort of brings you out of your body. So as you feel this language move through your system, just see what you notice for you. And anyone else listening that would like to feel grounded as well, just affirm and be open, and then just see how you feel through it. Pratnia sapuhu takne tarahisha takniya tata ewa. Pratikana satara ewa chi ea sekina tara ea. Uwa namana kito. Very, very good. Actually, that was awesome. I just felt this like thunk, big anchor drop. It felt really good. Mosakna tarahia wa shea takna etoro u satarahia na kea. Wawa na kama de kia sokusha tahana kieta. Dera kwa te ima. Tracy, what I'm also noticing for you is a shift in the heart. This can be around specific relationships. It's interesting, I'm noticing mother or maternal type of relationship. So if you have something like that in your world currently, there is an amplification of how you see yourself in that relationship and what that means to you. So take that how it resonates and apply it to your world and how you feel it fits. But that's a little breadcrumb for you, because I feel like your expanded awareness is really moving into a major adjustment. And it just is going to be some fine-tuning as you go along. Okay. See how that works. If you have any feelings or questions about that, feel free to write them back in. And also, too, what you notice through the light language, if there was something specific that you felt along the way, we always love to hear it. And your shares also help others. So if you were feeling something as you listened and would like to share that as well, we'd love to hear from you. All right, Lawrence of Niagara says he's not felt like himself since the eclipse and wants some insight and help calming things down. Okay, that goes with the duality of things right now, Lawrence. There's a big shift in understanding about the coherence of what our world was before and where we are now. And so moving forward, what you're doing is it's kind of like working some sludge out of the tank. You're connecting into more of a light stage of who you are. You're lightening up. So you may notice your appetite changes. You might notice your desire to be around either certain people or energies is changing. You might feel a little bit more internal, very normal, natural. And of course, in Niagara, you have the big waters there, and water is a huge element in us moving through things. And so it has a big effect in that area, especially in how you connect in these new energies. And there's an amplification of the water element specifically in Niagara that is, I feel like the word exposing comes up, and opening, like removing a Band-Aid so that something can heal, like flushing it out. And so take that how it resonates, see what that means for you. If you understand that, if you have more questions on it, please reach out. But I do feel like that light language I just did earlier came in to help you as well. But I think this is about your own personal truth and how you want to move forward with that. I feel like in lifetimes past, you were executed for your beliefs and connections. And so I feel like this is your time to shine, your time to come back through and really fulfill a lot of those personal obligations you had back then. So you may not even notice that with relationships or what you choose to do and connect with and even invest in your time, energy, finances, abundance of any kind. So see how that works. Thank you so much for your question. And I'm going to go here to Hillary in New York. How do we harness this new energy for the best potential? I love that, because that goes back into manifestation, which is my favorite. Because we're manifesting all the time. And Hillary, it's so exciting, especially in New York, to really anchor in these energies. New York is going through some major monumental changes, and there is a lot of exposure to actions that have been less than operating through integrity. So you may notice that in your world at the moment. But the more you begin to focus on your peace, the more you begin to do that, you're going to amplify that. And that's really a great way to harness those energies in your world. Because there's a lot of crazy dualities, especially moving through New York. A lot of the information I'm given from others that are experiencing these wild spaces of awareness there, in order to harness it, you have to figure out what it is that you want to harness. And so peace is a great example of that new state of awareness. And so find something that is peaceful, F-U-L-L, in your world, and hold that. And it can even be in the smallest amount. One thing, whether it is driving down the road and seeing an animal or a bird or a tree or a garden, you know, nature is a huge helper with that. As, you know, back in Niagara with Lawrence, you know, the water, nature being a huge element of that. Lawrence, if you're, I'm going to go back to Niagara for a minute. Those amazing trees on the other side of Niagara Falls, what an awesome park to really go ground in, and they're also helping. So, Hillary, back to you in New York. If there is some type of nature that you can get into to really help you ground and release any of the old stagnant energies that are still moving out of your system, I feel like there's a little bit of a charge left as you are modifying different examples in your world. Things you're clarifying, purifying, releasing, that you're recognizing that no longer serve, finding peace, nature, sun is a huge one, stepping out of the sun, and just affirming. You know, this is also, too, where when I was talking about our galactic brothers and sisters, this also goes to the spiritual realm of angels, guides, ancestors, helping us move through these energies. So this being a free world, a free will world, you have to ask for help. Just like you asked me a question, you can ask your guides, your team that's always there to help you, how to work through it. And this is a big thing for all of you listening. When connecting to intuition, you have to trust immediately what you get. You can't analyze it and think, oh, I was wrong, I was whatever. If you are going to begin to really pay attention to how your information is coming through for yourself, I highly recommend finding some type of little notepad, journal, something that you can keep close to you. When something comes through, write it down. And if you're asking a question and you immediately get an answer on something, write it down. Because their energies are constantly changing, looping, adjusting with what's going on. And, you know, it's kind of that tuning in, like the old radio stations where you had to tune in to the channel and get rid of the static. We are working with that same type of resolution where we're adjusting and calibrating to what flows more consistently and continuous in our life. So keep that in mind. That what you may be thinking today, you may not be able to hang on to for tomorrow because there is such a wild level of shift in energy and awareness. So writing it down, super helpful, looking back at it. And, you know, too, if you can't be in the space of writing it down, you have notes on your phone that you could just, you know, put it in a place of that, like that. And so I hope that helps. And there's just a lot of information flowing right now. So just also ask what you can do for you. What, you know, this is a really great way to connect to your intuition and begin to create a dialogue with it. And your intuition can also connect and harness those energies of your guides, ancestors, you know, all the, your team of light, if you will. And if you utilize, you know, my team of light, and have it in the highest and best, then you will always be able to trust that information, because you are creating that space of awareness where that's the integrity of the energy you're operating from. So, Hillary, I hope that helps. Thank you all for your questions. And it looks like the boards weren't working today. So 916, if you were on there, I'm sending you a big hug in whatever's happening in your world. And I'm going to sort of tune in toward the top of the show, where I'm going to do a light language transmission to help with these current energies and the flow specifically of these energies, because I feel like some of you may feel a little bottlenecked or not quite in a comfortable space with regard to how this week is flowing. So this is meant for you, and for those of you that do feel like you have some type of flow, this will also just support the baseline of energies that you are stemming out from, help you with your growth and development as you move. So enjoy the light language. And it's interesting, just as I started to talk, my nasal passage began to stop up a little bit. And to me, nose is recognition, and our sinuses and how we breathe in these new energies, I feel like, is also kind of coming up with it. So for those of you that might resonate to that information, that is for you. Raknyasatahemanukuta rata hasate inatea to akneta hisukashete kiwanata ea rata hasahena moyanati kakina wate ero kusu are te kiso anahena minitia ruksa tahane kitura dero atahena nimenati kiso e ishak te u anatata ea mo ane anatata heda kisa e to ratahena kima sotoro shatahena ku amena da kiso kara e shata wa yena mena kieto kara ki Jednak vajni tima sora, še kati na te te, vaje name ne pjeso, vava nama na pjeso te, ša je tak nejak. Šama na kjeto re, vava ne tima so, e šak ne hak vajne, dere tak ne re, hito una. E wak na kra te he sa kasi ki e so kuruču tu usta na tak ima na te asa. Wa je na ke ku kusa ta. Kusa. Wa je na teru ku kusa. Ra te he sa he na kima na kusa ta. Je te ka se si a ta he wa huna. A little bit of a translation. With regard to the energy felt through that, there were some major heart openings. There was additional grounding codes given so that if you feel a little bit more in your feet, in your awareness space, then that's a validation for you there. And there was also opening up. So I do feel like there's a sort of this mystery bag, mystery box of energies coming in for each of us. That we will begin to unpack as we move along. And so some of those, I don't feel so much the shock and awe, but the finally, like the word finally coming through. So as you connect to that information, be aware, you know, it's your validation point for that. And two, connecting into nature. We are moving into this amazing month and coming into Earth Day. And so remember that as you move along, you know, the Earth is also along for the ride. Gaia, Hera, whatever you may refer to the Earth as, or just simple Earth. But our understandings of her are changing. And she's also growing and developing with us, very much like you are not the same person you were even a year ago. She's not the same planet that she was. And not only is she evolving, E-V-O-L-L-O-V-E, she's moving into this new state of awareness. You know, she has spirit. There is a consciousness to her. And we are participants in that energy as well. So how you move and emanate those clearer spaces of awarenesses through this magnified time and her changes and honoring that, you'll find that there is support there for you. There are, I would like to actually add, there are a lot of energies coming in that are natural, earth changes, and also created changes. To step back into the world of conspiracy theory, it's actually conspiracy fact that geoengineering has been going on some time, and there are even patents for earthquakes, storms, etc. So there is a lot of interesting information if you choose to do some research on that. But for the purposes of where we are and the energies of the show, understanding that, yes, some stuff is man-made, but ultimately, you know, Gaia, as I like to call her, and also Tara, as I know her, is adjusting and coming into her authentic space as well. So if you are moving through your authentic space, remember your vibe is your tribe, you're going to be connecting more to an authentic understanding of how the earth is moving and ebbing and flowing, and you will be able to move accordingly. So just recognize that for yourself, and then see how that goes. There are some really fun events coming up. And first of all, I'd like to say to those of you that may be listening that joined in on the retreat this last weekend, what a gift. It was epic. It was just amazing energy. I just felt like we were given these incredible tools to move forward in the future. And for those of you listening that weren't aware of it, it was a rewilding retreat in Thermopolis, Wyoming. So we utilized this beautiful old ranch, 100-plus-year-old ranch that's been in the family for some time, and those private pools, thermal pools that they have. So there was a lot of healing, a lot of changes and growth that took place over the weekend, and it was just such a gift to be in the energy with each of you that went. So thank you so much for going. And as a result, my partner and I, Jackie Blakeman, are going to attempt to create three others this year. I don't know if we can actually do it because we're kind of flying by the seat of our little Aries pants, but as fire would have it, I think it's something that can be created quite easily. And it's just a matter of how it formulates. So, you know, we put it out there to the universe. We will see what happens. And we are totally in alignment with just going with the flow, literally. So stay tuned. If you'd like to know more about that, keep in touch. You can sign up on the Members Gateway on my website, brendadavismatz.com, and stay in touch with the latest happenings on that, because it is really something that was just such a gift. Jackie does a lot of work with the medicine wheel and how we connect with nature, earth, and then, of course, my spiritual teachings, connections, and the personal sessions and light language activations that were going through the weekend were just unbelievable. It was just life altering and just soul supportive. It was just awesome, and I just didn't even want it to end. It was incredible. So, if you are in the Teton area and would like to come to light language activations and channeled messages, that is tonight at Dr. Jim's up in Driggs. You can check my website for more details on that. And also, too, to catch up with the social media postings, whether I'm here on the show, which is every second and fourth Thursday of the month at 11 a.m. Pacific, or other events and happenings throughout. So there's that. And then there's another really, really fun event. If you've ever looked at connecting to Jackson Hole, Wyoming, coming out and seeing this amazing area, the Tetons, certainly on the high vibe list and ley lines. So if you've not looked at ley lines, I highly recommend you do some research on that, because the Tetons are very much in alignment with that. There is a beautiful event in May, Mother's Day weekend, the Heartspring event. And it's going to be held at the Bar J Event Center in Jackson. And I will be doing a learning light language workshop for children and adults. Whatever age group you feel like you're a part of can connect to that and see how you can connect to your own soul language. And that will be on May 11th, that Saturday. But the event is May 10th through the 12th at the Barjay Event Center in Jackson. And so for more information, you can go to my website, my events page, at brendadavismatz.com, scroll down to the HeartSwing event, and there's even a link in there that you can connect to and learn more about the other speakers, topics, and performers that will be at that event. It is just incredible what is coming through. And when I say your vibe is your tribe, all of us are beginning to come through. So if you feel like you're a light worker, connecting to the energy, connecting to your intuition, connecting to other things, it is just an expanded state of awareness that we are all coming to. So excited about that. I had a really fun thing that I'm loving to be a part of. And the beautiful thing about these energies that we're going through is there's a lot of, if you will, pop-up companies that are coming forth, really putting their product out there that helps set the stage for this new life that we are living in more of a natural state of awareness and what we are using on our bodies, in our bodies, and with ourselves. So I connected to this beautiful product through a person that I feel like has become a friend of mine, Adam, who's a formulator for this product, and then connecting into the individuals that really were able to put it out onto the market and let it go. But it has some awesome essential oils, frankincense, myrrh, tea tree, cedarwood, and it is a salve. This particular one is a salve. They have other products, but this has just been such a gift. It's got cocoa butter, beeswax, jojoba oil. It's got some awesome coconut oil, and then for the piece de resistance, it's got what they call dragon's blood and colloidal gold. And the beautiful thing about this, and for you, one of my favorite stories is I was actually asked, because of my spiritual connection to things, when I mentioned the word dragon's blood, you know, this isn't, you know, Puff the Magic Dragon. This is dragon's blood, which actually comes from a tree. And it is beautiful and utilized in so many different ways in healing properties that it has and the ingredients in this product. But I was asked recently, they said, do you believe in dragons, when they heard about the ingredients? And I said, well, of course I do, and unicorns, et cetera, but that's not what's in this product. So for more information on that, you can go to therightsav.com, and that's therightsalve.com, and learn more about that particular product. But I absolutely love it. I use it on everything. I had a sunburn recently that I put it on and never peeled. I've had some other different skin things, and even like headache, had it on my temples, and that helped that. So there's a lot of awesome benefits to that. Especially with the colloidal gold and dragon's blood. And I've made my own products for years, and this is actually something I've switched up to in my own world. So I'd love to share that with you. And then also, too, other Cascade events and gatherings. You're going to be seeing more and more of this, not just from my perspective in my place, but around you, different gatherings coming together. And so if you feel called or resonate to that information, pay attention, because those will be coming in more and more. But the Cascade event specifically, you'll be able to connect to on my website. If you go into the HeartSpring event, you'll be able to connect to the Cascade events that we'll be having in our area. And I believe there's another one in August, and those dates will be listed there. And then, too, if you want to connect to me privately and open up to your own energy, information, life, workings, whatever that may be for you, you can always use code NFTS, which gives you $50 off a 30-minute session. So it brings it from the $125 down to $75. And then, two, if you just have one question, I have a one-question session, which gives you $5 off the $25 rate, bringing it down to $20 with the word question at checkout. So you can use those, too. And then, because this amazing month of Earth Day and celebrating my 3 years here on NFTS, there's an Earth Day special. There will be 5 free 30-minute sessions, and you'll want to use the coupon code CONNECTED, that's CONNECTED, CONNECTED, at checkout, and claim your 30-minute session. And see how that helps you and if you resonate to that. And likewise, you can also connect to me and just share what you've been feeling, how you've been seeing things with regard to the eclipse and any other information. And if you'd like, you know, some topic discussed on the show, I always love to hear from you. And keep in touch. So until next time, it has been such a gift and honor and a pleasure to be with you. Thank you so much for your shares, your calls, your questions. And I look forward to connecting again with you soon. Much love and bye for now.
For the Soul begins its 27th year in January 2024. Find out our latest news at newsforthesoul.com.